Chapter 44. Nicodemus. There was one party of the Jews who were called Pharisees. They were very righteous in their own eyes and despised others. Most of them hated Jesus when he came to teach them the truth. But there was one of them called Nicodemus who seemed to be different from the others. He wanted to see Jesus and talk with him, but because he was afraid that he might be seen speaking to Jesus, he came in the night when it was dark. Jesus did not scold him for this, but kindly listened to what he had to say and taught him some wonderful truths. Nicodemus called him Rabbi, which means master. This name was given to the teachers of the Jews and is still used today. Nicodemus said that he believed Jesus had come from God because of the wonderful miracles which he did. But Jesus was not flattered by this, and instead of replying to what Nicodemus had said, he told him a very solemn truth. Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now, although Nicodemus was a master in Israel and a ruler of the Jews, he could not understand what Jesus meant. "How can a man be born again when he is old?" he said. But Jesus was patient with him and told him that he must be born again by the Holy Spirit before he could enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus did not mean that he must be born as a little babe the second time, but that he needed to be given a new life in his soul by the Holy Spirit. This is called being born again, and what a solemn truth it is, for without it, we cannot be right with God. When we are born into this world, our souls are dead in sins and have no spiritual life. So we need the Holy Spirit to put divine life into our souls before we can know God rightly or love the things of God and really seek after Him. Then Jesus began to tell Nicodemus a little more about this new birth. He said it is like the wind when it blows. We cannot make it blow, nor do we know where it comes from or where it goes. But we know it does blow because we can hear it and can feel it. So if we are born again, the Spirit has come into our souls and breathed new life there. We cannot see the wind, but we can see the effects of it as it blows. So if we are born again, the effects of it will be felt in our hearts and seen in our lives. Still, Nicodemus could not understand and said, "How can these things be?" But Jesus went on to teach him greater things. You may have read about the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. They sinned against God, and he sent serpents to bite them so that they died. Then God told Moses to make a serpent of brass and lift it up on a pole so that all the people could see it. Then, when the people were bitten, they were to look at the serpent of brass, and they would not die. Jesus told Nicodemus that as Moses lifted up the serpent, so the Son of Man was to be lifted up. This means that Jesus was lifted up when he was nailed to the cross, and all who look to him by faith will be saved. Then Jesus told him of the wonderful love of God. His love was so great that he gave his only Son to die for sinners. This was Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, and was given by his Father and sent into the world. All who look to him and believe on him will be saved, but all those who do not believe on him will be lost forever. So you see how we need to pray to God to give us faith, so that we may truly believe in Jesus Christ. We are not told how Nicodemus felt when Jesus spoke to him, but we know that he spoke for Jesus afterwards. This showed that he did not hate Jesus as the Pharisees did. When they spoke against Jesus, Nicodemus said they ought not to speak like that, but they should hear him for themselves and see the wonderful works which he did. Then after that, when the body of Jesus was taken down from the cross, Nicodemus showed his regard for Jesus by bringing 100 pounds of spices to wrap round his body when he was buried. Did it not look as though Nicodemus loved the Lord Jesus, because he showed this kindness when Jesus died upon the cross? But we must now tell you the texts. See if you can find the parts where Nicodemus is spoken of in the Gospel of John, chapters 3, 7, and 19.